kill yourself or someone else. Hate yourself, betray yourself, kill yourself or someone else.
Never break, only bones.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 214, www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And that's going to be it for an intro. After last week, we'll keep it brief and to the point. Jump right into the reason why everyone tunes in. Why does everybody listen? I don't know. That's a good question. Not for gaming news, I hope, because I haven't seen any of that in a long time. I looked in the junk drawer between the couch cushions. Nope. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. I would say we're in like a transitory period between, we're between consoles or something like that. But seems like we're always in a transitory period in one way or another. Personally, I mean, I'm waiting for the new NVIDIA, GPUs, the new cards, video cards from NVIDIA. So I can kind of start sussing out what I'm going to buy for a new PC in the near future. But I mean, again, that's kind of a personal thing. They call them personal computers for a reason. So stay out of my business. I've just got some money that's burning a hole in my bank account, and I couldn't run that. I tried doing the Quake RTX demo or whatever, like that game that they put out to just like showcase a guy. If you have a fucking new card now. We try running this game and check out how Quake 2, however fucking old that game is, 20-something-year-old game. But it's like, oh, dude, everything in it is ray traced and blah, blah, blah. Try doing that. And I obviously have a fucking 1080, so not RTX. Well, I guess everything is RTX enabled. Like, I can, like, kind of run it, but it's just all, like, choppy and shitty. It's like, huh. All right, well, I don't know. I haven't had any issues at all still playing any other game that I can think of that's fucking more or less fucking maxed out on the graphics settings still on the 1080 I have, but it's just like, oh, dude, it's fucking Quake. You know what I mean? That also kind of just shows how much of a pipe dream those fully ray traced graphics are. You need top of the line hardware to play a 20 whatever year old game. So I'm still a long way off on that one, you know what I mean? But it's just, I'm not going to go all over fucking ray tracing again, but it's just like, it's cool to use it for like lighting or whatever and shit like that. But I don't know. I'm down. Maybe the new cards will be able to play like Quake 2 in RTX. Maybe we'll make that leap. Then I'll be the talk of the town after that, once I get top of the line fucking PC hardware again. Other news, I don't know. Death Stranding might be coming to PC, maybe. The game's probably going to be garbage. And I think I read something about the creative director or something for the new Halo game, Halo Infinite. The dude, Tim Longo, who was the director of fucking the 2014, I think, the new Tomb Raider, the new trilogy or whatever. Like, he directed the first one, and he was directing Halo. I think he left. So who knows what that means? But that was other news I saw. But other than that, that concludes our new news segment. Our new news segment. Right. So I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem Three Houses. I don't know if that game is good or not still, but I can say for certain it's long. Definitely a long game. I can say that for sure. At this point I'm like 40 hours in the game playing it, and it's still just every time a new chapter or whatever unlocks and you go into it, it still starts off saying like act one. So what the fuck, dude? I don't know how many acts there are, but let's assume there's at least two. I mean, there's gonna be at least two if they call this one act one. Probably more, maybe, I don't know, but even if it's like 50 hours long, even if it's like another 10 hours or whatever, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of dialogue, a lot of turns you're taking in battle, fucking moving each character in your party like one at a time and watching the animations play out. It's a lot of running around the school or cathedral or whatever the fuck that place is, the main base you got. So a lot of time trying to decide if it's creepy that the professor I'm playing as seems to be trying to fuck all of her students, or if I'm creepy because I keep playing it, and I'm still trying to do that. As I'm progressing, the game keeps giving me more and more to do in like the off time. When you're not in battles in between, it's like, talk to the students and fucking whatever, all different shit. You definitely spend more time in the school in dialogue than you do fighting, for sure. That's like the meat of the game, just talking and walking around that school. So on one hand, I mean, I get it. You're preparing for battle. You're making sure all the combatants have like the weapons they need. They have enough. The weapons have enough durability on them that they're not going to break. you're trying to build bonds between them, so they give each other bonuses when they're like next to each other, and you're basically teaching them and you're boosting the skills they need for whatever class they're going for, like the character class or whatever. You know, they need like certain skills to hit that class, and like, all right, so you focus on those, whatever you're going for. I mean, I get that. In theory, I mean, that's like an all right way to cut down on the need to endlessly grind out battles to level up and get XP and like get those skills up, where it's like, oh, well, it's like, oh, well, you don't just have to just keep doing the same shit over and over again for 100 hours. Like, oh, here's fucking, like, oh, we're mixing it up. We're throwing in more shit. It's like, oh, cool. That's all right. So it's not just, again, just some fucking, like, grind fest to get your shit up. But, yeah, the drama shit, it takes, like, just as long, if not longer than that would, I think. I mean, you seem to, like, get the same results if you just fight and like let whoever you want to level up get the kills, you know, where it's fucking like, oh, I want this person's fucking falling behind, or I need this person's like sword skills up or whatever, so I'm gonna just make sure to have him in the front lines, have him fucking like get kills and shit, make sure he does it with the sword, and that'll fucking raise his skill up, and you know what I mean, other than like I'm gonna have this guy focus on the sword skill and school and fucking like whatever. I mean, I don't hate some of the story, at least in the game. I mean, the medieval fantasy shit, I'm a nerd. I mean, that stuff's okay. I don't even mind the, Japanese anime twist on the genre. You know, that's kind of interesting. It's the blend of Eastern and like Western fantasy. It's almost like the Japanese take on Tolkien or whatever. I mean, it's different. Some of the full motion cutscenes in the game, like the high production value ones, it reminds me a lot of Berserk. And as I'm playing the game, I get to some twists where now there's like demons and monsters and shit that I'm fighting, and there's a black knight who's wearing like a skull helmet. He's on like a horse and shit. So I mean, that's very much Berserk. I mean, there's like very very similar shit in that movie or whatever. I mean, I watched the movies, but I mean the fucking that anime or whatever the fuck you want to call it, manga Berserk. But again, it's still like anime shit. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Like, it's kind of cool. I like that, but it's still anime bullshit. I mean, there's just so much fucking character dialogue. I mean, I hesitate to even call it character development, because so far it's really not. I mean, there's this massive, like, ever-growing cast of characters they throw at you. They're all very thin and two-dimensional. Even the protagonist, the professor that you're controlling, zero personality. I mean, it doesn't speak. I mean, they have you choose dialogue options every now and then, and they go out of the. I mean, they go out of their way to make sure that she has no values or like moral agency of her own. I mean, somebody will ask you a question, and one of the students or whatever will be like, "Oh, you know, the queen doesn't like me leaving the missionary or the missionary, yeah, the monastery, cathedral, whatever the fuck. You know, the queen doesn't like when I leave here, but." You know, I think I can handle myself, and what do you think, professor? And there's like a right and a wrong choice to that question. I mean, they want you to say what the person asking you wants to hear. Like, they want you to fucking, like, say what people want to hear, pretty much. And you like, build your relationship up with them by doing that. You know, you gain, like, support points, or they gain, like, morality, or, you know, if you answer it wrong, you know, in quotes, if it's like, oh, you gave them the wrong, you told them what they didn't want to hear, you get nothing. I mean, so it's more of like a quiz than whatever. Like it's not a BioWare type like moral meter like in like Mass Effect or whatever, or Knights of the Republic, where you're going to like different. It's not affecting your character, except that you're just trying to get them more powerful, and the characters you're talking to more powerful. It's not that. It doesn't affect your character at all. It's like your character is just like a blank slate, and it just kind of like stays that way the entire time. Even though, I mean, there is like story shit that happens to her, but I'm just saying, like, as far as being a character, other than like fucking like just kind of roaming around and shit, like there's nothing there. Which I usually like that kind of. I kind of like the fucking like silent protagonist, blah blah blah, whatever. But I don't know, like in a game like this where it's just so much, it's like, dude, you probably, I kind of want something like that, the person I'm controlling have some kind of like agency. But so I mean, when you're talking to the other students doing that shit, you just kind of have to remember the one or two personality traits that each character has and just respond accordingly. You know, it's like, oh, the big dumb guy, he likes food and strength, so that, I mean, that's about it. Sorry, gotcha. Anything to do with that, like fucking like, yeah, let's go eat, or fucking like, yeah, you should build your muscles, like shit, like, you know what I mean, like if he asks you anything like that. This girl likes the opera and fucking like fashion, this one like fucking baking and gossip, and you can invite them to tea, which is yeah, it's kind of gay, I guess. Super gay. And they have you pick from a list of topics to talk to them about. And it's just, again, you get it right and you get relationship points. You get it wrong and it's fucking not. You get nothing, pretty much. You can give them gifts based on what they like. The game really, it's really like those hentai dating sim games, only you do better in fights if you woo these people rather than see hardcore penetration scenes. So I'm not sure which one's worth the effort more, to be honest with you. So you would think, because they have such like the characters have such simple motivations, that the shit would be easy to remember. I've already said like one or two fucking things about them, but there's just so many fucking characters in the goddamn game. Like, I don't know, there's like 40 or 50 of them, like main ones, pretty much. So many that fucking, and some of them too are pretty similar to each other, where it's like, you're picking up these like lost items or whatever around the cathedral. And I found like you can return to. I picked two of them up that you can return to their owners, and again, you do that, you return the right items to the right people, and you get more of those all important relationship points. And yeah, so the description for one of them was you just match up. The description to the person, you return the fucking item. So one of my head said, this person cares deeply for Rhea, the character Rhea. And Rhea is, I guess she's the queen or the empress or something like that, the fucking head of this church, the fucking green hair lady Rhea. I know that much. Okay, I know like that character, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, so this person has a cares deeply for this, the other, for Rhea. Then I find something else, like another item, another lost item that reads like, this person has a deep emotional connection to Rhea. Like that's the description for a completely different item. And it's like, what the fuck? Isn't that like the same thing, pretty much? Like a deep connection or emotional connection, cares deeply. It's like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Are you kidding me? But it, like, those two items belong to different people, and neither one was the one who I had in mind. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, well, these three characters, just like Rhea, her brother, and like her sister or something. So it's got to be like one of those, like either, the brother or the sister. But it's like, nope, it was neither of those. Just like some random shit. So pretty much for those lost items that you pick up, I've just come to spamming A, like, for anyone I can offer it to, because I can't, like, keep track of everyone, and, like, the descriptions on those are pretty fucking, like, vague and garbage, or, like, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Like, you know, I was saying the characters only have one or two fucking personality traits, but it's like, oh, well, you know, this person likes fucking writing. As the, oh, I just watched a cutscene with this person who fucking, like, writes stories. It's like, nope, not them. It's like something else. It's all fucked up. So I just fucking go up and just go down the list and A, like, A down, and fucking, like, see if, like, anybody, if it'll fucking get pawned off to anybody. It'll take him pretty much. I don't give a shit. I mean, it would be one thing, like, it might be manageable, if when you picked, like, your house at the beginning there, you know, one of the houses of the three possible ones there are, if, like, 2/3 of the cast there in the monastery or whatever, they just like went away after that, like, fucking, like, all right, well, you picked your house and you're not going to be seeing these other people ever again, but you can find out about those fucking knobs on another playthrough if you really want to. But everybody else still hangs around the fucking monastery. Like, everybody, all the other characters are still there from the other houses, and when you're in free roam, you can still talk to them, you still interact with them. Again, you're picking up fucking lost items for him, or, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you just, you know, everybody that's was possible in the three houses, the Fire Emblem three houses, all the characters are just fucking all there, like, hanging around and shit. So you can do, like, side missions for them too, and I mean, it's kind of good they don't cut them out completely, I guess, but it's not, because it just fucking becomes, like, anime character overload of fucking, like, I don't fucking know who these people are, I don't really give a shit, I'm not fucking fighting with them in battle, so I really don't give a shit, you know, it's just fucking, I'm still, like, talking to three times as many people as I should be, but it's just fucking a little much. You have this calendar you're adhering to. You see, like, a 2D sprite of the protagonist, like, running fucking, like, along the character, like, day to day. And then, like, she'll stop when you're on a day that an event happens. And it might not, I mean, like, some of the events are, like, on the calendar or whatever, like, it's only on the last day of each week that you have control over, like, what you're doing, pretty much. It's fucking just, like, whatever, you know, the Friday or, you know, it's fucking, like, fake days. I don't think it's even, like, Friday, but whatever. The last day of the week, it'll just give you a choice where you can, it's like, oh, do you want to do, like, the free roam? Do you want to, you know, do like, these auxiliary, like, secondary battles? You want to just do, like, battle and try to get your fucking XP and your skills up that way? Do you want to give a lecture or train characters in their specialized classes you're going for, like, whatever. But they, the days between those where it's like, fucking, like, oh, okay, there's an event there. Like, you won't, it'll be like, oh, the calendar looks clear, but it's not going to, like, you're not going to make it to the end of the week. Like, these fucking story beats just pop up. Let's be like a little, like, an exclamation point as you're going. And you just gotta, like, sit through a cutscene again, pretty much. Like usually it's just two characters talking to each other. Like everything else in Fire Emblem. Would be cool. I mean, it would be like a reward or a change of pace of, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, fuck, you know, like a lot of old school games where it's fucking, yeah, if this game was just battle all the time. And it's like a little fucking thing. It's like, oh, cool, a cutscene with the two characters you've been fighting with. That's cool, but there's just so much of it. Like, that's like the majority of the game is just fucking, like, sitting there as two people talk. At least, I mean, they're animated at least, so it's not like fucking as bad as it could be. It's not just fucking, like, still images. Like, that'd be visual novel shit. Like, that'd be awful. Like, at least they went through the trouble of, like, you know, they're animated, they're fucking, like, voice acted and shit, so that's okay, but again, there's just fucking so goddamn much of it, it takes so long. The first couple that I, whenever I boot up the game, the first couple I go into, the first couple cutscenes with like the characters talking or like the fucking shit that pops up on the calendar, it's like okay, it's kind of necessary to flesh out the characters' backstories and relationships. That's fine, like it's cool. And then there's just fucking like more and more and more of them, and I start to like tune it out and just kind of dread when you're on the calendar and the fucking sprite stops on a date and it's fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, yeah, I get it, dude. Another fucking thing. You know, I get it. Bernadetta, the character Bernadetta is a fucking nervous shut-in. I don't need fucking 2 hours of like characterization to... It's like, oh, she's pretty much just like the female fucking tweak from fucking like South Park. I get it. Like, I got that like within 2 minutes, you know, within like 2 seconds the first time she talks. Like, oh, it's tweak from South Park. And then like 40 hours and, you know, 50 different fucking cutscenes with her. At least probably like 100 at this point. It's fucking just like, just the same like shit. The same basic shit of like, oh, she's nervous. She's fucking like whatever. But I mean, you just have to do it. I mean, you have to sit through the hours of like cringy anime dating sim shit, because that's how you build up the character's motivation, and you know, it's like an actual like stat or whatever, like a bar, a currency, almost like motivation. You get to use that motivation to teach them the skills when you give them the lectures each week. So, unless you want to go, really fucking old school, no pun intended there, and you know, again, if you don't want to just fucking on like the free day, just sit there and like grind in the same fucking battles for hours on end, you know, get somebody's fucking like lance skill to like an A and sit there for like 20 hours fucking doing that, so they can become like a knight or whatever you're going for them, whatever fucking class you wanted them to be, unless you just want to fucking just grind like the same shit over and over. It's like, oh, you have to give them gifts and have fucking tea parties and all sorts of other assorted faggotry. And then I just recently figured out that there's an additional way to gain support levels between characters. To be honest, I'm not even entirely sure what the fuck those support levels do. I know I said like fucking, oh, it gives them like bonuses or something. It makes them better when they're next to each other. But you know, when you're on the battlefield and you move one person to a square adjacent to somebody else, there will be a letter grade will be there. Like, you know, it'll be like A, you'll see when you're moving one, you know, the one character you're controlling to the other one that's just standing there, it'll be like, you know, an A, B, C, whatever, you know, you've been to school grades. And I'm assuming you get some kind of bonus when it's higher, but again, fucking 40 plus hours in and I can't figure out how the fuck you, I mean, it's just like, do you attack with multiple people at the same time? Like, Can you do it like simultaneously? I tried, like, would it make sense to, be able to fucking, I think I saw like a tooltip explaining how I was like, oh, dude, you fucking like move two characters next to each other. They'll attack at the same time. But I mean, I've tried fucking everything. Just, I don't think you can do that. Fucking no luck. I guess I suck that bad. I don't know. I tried having like, oh, well, if I just have this person, you know, this one not attack, just have them wait, you know, and just bring somebody else next to them and have that person attack, or doesn't work. I mean, you can't like fucking like move them and then like select like another character and, you know, have them move, have like another character move as the other person still is like move is left. And just, you gotta do it like one at a time, like, it's, you know, turn-based, I guess. It's fucking this. It's like, oh, this character's turns. You have to fucking finish their moves, have them attack, whatever they're doing, and that's the end of the turn. You know, you can't select somebody else afterward, like, in leave this person active and select somebody else and have them attack or whatever. The game won't let you fucking do that. I've also never been like, it's not like the enemies are doing that to me. I've never been attacked by two enemies at once either. So I don't know. So, I mean, it's fucking like, oh, okay, so just one person attacks at a time, sure. But I just, then I'm just like, I don't understand what the fuck these support levels are for then. Like, what the fuck does it do? Maybe it gives them, like, slight fucking, like, bonuses or whatever to hit or whatever, their attack or their, you know, their damage or something like that. Better, like, critical chance. Like, who knows? I don't know. So, but anyway, so I found this option in the main menu, or a main menu, one of many menus in the fucking game. This particular one, you have to press X. That's the fucking Nintendo X, not the Xbox X. Actually, opposite buttons. But so you have to press X when you're in free roam. And yeah, one of the options says support. Which, I mean, that could mean, I know it's fucking like, that's a stat, is like support or something in the game, but, I mean, and just like in general in a menu, you see support, like that could fucking mean literally anything, you know, it could be like a fucking, like, take you to Nintendo's website for fucking, you know, product support, or, you know, it could be fucking, who knows, but yeah, in this case, you click it and it brings up the roster. And if anyone has like a cartoon dialogue bubble over their avatar, you can have them talk to another student in your class via a cutscene. Of course, it's just like another, you're just bringing up another fucking like cutscene. So more like this support thing is just like more dialogue. I mean, I will say it's very impressive how many of these, all the fucking interactions there are fucking, there's just so many of them. Again, I'm like, God, there's so much fucking dialogue and voice. It's all like voice. It's just like, yeah, that's a lot of fucking writing they did for the game. It's a lot of fucking voice acting, voice recording, a lot of fucking digital space that they fucking took up, like storing it, which is impressive, especially for the Switch. Anyway, don't they have those fucking games on Switch, games on like cartridges or something like that still, like little things like SD cards? I don't know. I don't own any fucking physical Switch games, so I couldn't tell you. But I think they do. I mean, I think that's what they do, is they fucking put it on like a little cartridge or a little cart. So, I mean, the fact they have all this shit in the game on a cart, it's pretty, again, it's impressive technically, and I won't say artistically, you know what I mean? But it's fucking, you know, it's fucking, none of it's that good, but it's just fucking like, oh, there's a lot of it, you know? It's fucking, they cared about it, but, it's impressive because of, you know, the sheer volume. You know, that's the thing. Here's the rub. You know, it's almost like character development by attrition. You know, it's not that the writing is technically good, or the characters themselves are really that memorable, or their fucking backstories are compelling or anything like that. You just have a massive like time investment with them. You know, it's like narrative grinding, you know what I mean? It's fucking the same as thing as like you grind for XP. It's like, well, you're grinding to fucking, they just make you fucking sit there for so long doing the same shit until it's like, well, I must fucking like this writing must be good. I've sat through fucking 50 hours of it. And you know, like my hatred for normal traditional grinding, it's not what I would consider fun or good. You know, it's not like your experience, it's like, dude, I don't think I'm going to, at the end of this game, I'm going to be experiencing some 80-hour, like, digital fucking masterpiece here or anything like that. It's just fucking, like, average or maybe slightly below par anime, I would say. And if anybody is fit to judge anime, it's me. So, you just kind of, like, grin and bear it because you've got to get, you got to get those fucking, like, stat increases. And then before you know it, it's like, well, I've come this far. You know, I'm not going to fucking stop playing now. I'm not going to stop listening to fucking Bernadette's bullshit now. I'm just going to, like, whatever, man. I'm already fucking here. You know, welcome to the wonderful world of Japanese video games. Hey, man. So I'm not saying Fire Emblem Three Houses is bad. I mean, it's not near Automata levels of horseshit or anything like that. I'm just having these flashes of insight, if you want to call it that. You know, I'm playing the game and it's very repetitive. Fucking routine, week to in-game school week. The story is just droning on at a fucking snail's pace. The battles are kind of exciting, but you know, after a while, you've seen the same animations play out hundreds of times, and you want to get, it's like, I'm building up towards this new class just so I can maybe see something new. Like, maybe they have like a new animation for fucking whatever, the Wyvern Lord class or something like that I haven't seen yet. That'd be exciting. Early on, that this one dude in my party starts getting the majority of the kills in the battles. So, you know, he's getting the majority of the XP and the fucking skill points. This ginger dude named Sylvain, and that shit like snowballs. It's just fucking like once a character starts getting like up there, once he starts, it seems like, this guy's a little strong, and it's like, he's a little overpowered, and like, this dude's just fucking like, he's just gonna send him out, and he's just fucking like unstoppable, you know. Before long, it's like, you know, this dude Sylvain, and I'm in my class and in my party or whatever. It's like, he has enough skills built up, the ones he needs to become a knight. So it's like, all right, like that's the first advanced class I have. Like, it starts out, you know, as you do in the classes, it's like you have to have a certain skill level and whatever, one or two, and then for the first ones, you know, it's like fucking like basic, it's like all these basic classes, there's now like a dozen of them, then like, you know, advanced, and then master or whatever. And it's just, you need to like all, just, you just basically need fucking like skills fucking built up enough to do each one. So he was the first one I had that could become like an advanced class. I guess a guy, that's, you know, have him take the test to become a knight. So now he's riding a horse on top of everything. You know, he can cover much more ground than everybody else. So it's like, well, I'm just gonna keep putting this guy in the fucking front lines. Obviously, you can fucking put him in the front lines, fuel of war. And not only is he, you know, he can just get up there like real quick, like twice as fast as everybody else, and just get in the middle of everything. And not only is he one-shotting most of the enemies, I'm having him attack, but you know, he'll be the only person in range during the enemy's turn. So it's fucking like, all right, well, enemy's turn, they're gonna attack whoever they're in range of. So, you know, three fucking people will come at him, three or four or more fucking people will come at him fucking during the enemy turn. And, you know, he's in fucking heavy armor, so it's like fucking most of their attacks are literally doing like no damage, just fucking, let's say, no damage when they hit him. And then he'll counterattack, and he'll get fucking just one shot kill them during the counterattack, so he gets more kills that way too. Which, you know, then he gets more XP, and it's just fucking like everybody around him is fucking like, you know, now wherever he is, like fucking two fucking turns ahead of everybody else, basically, like fucking like, well, they're all dead, like there's nobody in range of anybody else again, so might as well fucking have him to move up again, like move him further, same shit, or it's just fucking like, well, one shot somebody, people come at him, fucking, you know, he just gets more and more fucking kills. Do that, repeat. So yeah, I mean, he got overpowered really fucking quickly. The main thing I have to worry about with him is his fucking like weapon durability, because he's fucking just breaking his fucking lances by just piling up the corpses of his foes next to his feet. Like, he's just killing so many people. It's like, this guy's weapons is gonna fucking break, because he's just fucking murdering 12 people a fucking turn. So, I mean, in order to let anybody else have a shot at like gaining XP or getting kills, I have to handicap him and the protagonist too, because she's fucking like wicked powerful now too, and then just like a couple others in the party too were just like wicked. It's just like, dude, there's way like it's just wicked easy at this point. Yeah, I am playing the game on like whatever, like normal difficulty without permadeath, so it wasn't going for it to be hard, but it's fucking just like, dude, and like, dude, everybody just, it seems way fucking over leveled and overpowered and shit for the majority of them. So I have to have like half of my fucking party like hang back, like a bunch of assholes. Will I have my B string characters move up, a few tiles per turn or whatever, a few squares, have them like slowly move up, and then fucking that kind of makes the battles drawn out, like it drags out longer than they really need to. Like if I wanted to just do it quick, I just be like, fucking send the fucking horse guy up, send the fucking wyvern rider up, and just have like those two just fucking go and like murder everybody within a few turns. It was like, now nobody else is gonna get XP. So there are some innovative options to help that out. I mean, you can, if you want, you can set other characters as adjuncts, which are, I mean, they won't really get, so like the ones you set as adjuncts for, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but say it's conjunctivitis, so just pretty much like students or like squires or something. So it's like, you know, you'll have fucking like a character who's not, you're not controlling them directly, but you put them with somebody else. Like they're attached to characters who are in the battle that you're controlling. So when the characters that are active gain XP, the adjuncts also will gain XP. So, but when you do it that way, like you don't really have control over where their skills are developing when you do that. You know what I mean? But it's not like you can switch out, like, okay, I want to fucking build up this guy's lance or whatever. I want to, you know, his axe and, like, switch fucking what weapons are equipped. It's like, no, he's just kind of there, just kind of, like, gaining XP for whatever, you know, whatever fucking they feel like it, they feel like doing, I guess. But, hey, you know, that's what the classroom is for, or so I'm told, to develop skills. So, you know, I continue to play Fire Emblem Three Houses. It's not bad. Whether it's good, whether it's a good game, I mean, that's kind of still up in the air. I don't really, however long it is, I have to fucking until the end of it, I don't really see it shaking up its basic gameplay formula very much. I mean, it is a really simple fucking turn-based strategy system. I mean, they give you options, like fucking, it's like, oh, I know you have these fucking battalions you can send out without putting yourself in danger, or those actually, the battalions you actually can chain together. I know that much. If fucking like adjacent characters have battalions and like fucking like, oh, you use yours, then fucking the other fucking characters' battalions, they'll attack at the same time or give you a boost or whatever. Like that's pretty clear. I mean, there's a big fucking like splash screen of like three or four characters, like, you know, fucking chain fucking whatever, and it's like, okay, well that's something you can do like simultaneously. But I mean, then there's like, you know, you can do like these specials that cause more damage, but they cost more weapon durability. Shit like that. I mean, again, it's not just fucking simple attack and like whatever, that's it. But it is a whole lot of, I mean, like saying that, it is like a whole lot of fucking, the battles just come down to like move, attack, counterattack, try to have your fucking numbers higher, and fucking, you know, some random criticals thrown in there, because, you know, welcome to the world of Japanese gaming. The real question is, what everybody's asking is, should I buy the new Samurai Showdown? Because, yeah, I know that I ripped on that game on fucking Samurai Showdown when I first saw it or whatever. It was on, like, fucking E3 at some point, or just fucking some announcement of, like, hey, new Samurai Showdown is coming out. And I was saying, like, God, dude, the graphics fucking look like ass. Like, it just, I thought it looked pretty bad. I thought it was. I'm like, this game looks fucking horrible. I might have been getting that mixed up with the new King of Fighters too. That game actually does look fucking terrible. But after watching some videos of people playing Samurai Showdown, like in the wild, of just fucking like randomly, like fucking like, oh, you know, whatever, Maximilian dudes playing it, I'll check that out for a couple matches. Then after a little bit, it's like, yeah, I kind of dig it. Like, I think it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's all just the game's just all about spacing, like footsies, as the FGC calls that, the faggot group of cocksuckers, to my understanding. You know, it's just, there aren't any like crazy combos you have to memorize in the game. I think it's like, you know, it's just like, if you can do a 2 or 3 hit combo, like that's a big deal. Like it maxes out at like 3 hits. Like that's it for the combos. And, you know, you can fucking chop people in half and shit. I mean, the game just seems like right up my alley. It's like, this would be a cool game just to fuck around with for a little bit. And it's just fucking pretty simple, straightforward fucking fighting game. And, I mean, I would buy it, but the fucking dilemma with that is, it comes out on PC in the winter, they're saying, but I mean, it's out on consoles right now. So it's like, yeah, do I bite the bullet and fucking buy it on PS4 or something like that? Where I'd imagine it won't be played very much. I mean, I'll play it for like a couple days if I first bought it. I'm like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. If the game's fucking good, you know, I'll be like, fucking, ah, cool game. Play it for a little bit on PS4, and then like eventually it's like, ah, something else came out somewhere else, like on PC or something, and like just forget I own a PS4, as we have for the last fucking 5 years. So I mean, I could do that. Or, and then, I don't know, maybe, like, buy it again later on PC, maybe, or whatever, or maybe I'll fucking, you know, or maybe I'll just be fucking, like, sick of it, or just, like, forget that it came out in that vague, like, winter release date, or whatever. I don't know. These are the things that fucking keep me up at night. That and the OD, not Odie, from Garfield, but the zombie mutant creatures that drank too much Overcharge in Sunset Overdrive. So yeah, I started playing that game again, Sunset Overdrive, and because, you know, it's just like the polar opposite of these all these fucking like geeky fucking, you know, RPG no skill fucking press a button every 10 minutes games and, you know, strategy games and shit I've been into recently that go on for hours on end. I'm just fucking like, I'm just like sitting here and clicking a button and then, you know, and then waiting and then clicking a button. It's like fucking, you're always doing something in fucking Sunset Overdrive. It's like a non-stop Tony Hawk level. You're fucking like bouncing and fucking grinding and shooting, and it's just fucking like dumb arcadey goodness, you know. It's delicious. Tastes great. Yeah, I mean, I played the shit out of Sunset Overdrive when it first came out in 2014 on Xbox One. I fucking loved it when I back then when it first came out. One of those games where I beat the main campaign, I did all the DLC, I got gold medals and all the challenges. I'm pretty sure I 100% completed Sunset Overdrive, like as much as I could by any like metric really. And I played like a good long while afterwards too. Of like, I got like fucking like all the main shit done. I'm still playing, I'm still trying to like get money and like points or whatever to fully upgrade every gun and fucking badge in the game. But I mean, really, for no other reason. I'm not a fucking completionist. I just want to play the game more. Like I like the fucking act of just playing fucking the game and shooting shit and grinding shit and all that good stuff. And I think we're officially at the milestone in this podcast where I have no fucking idea if I was recording shows back then. like five, I know it was like 5 years ago, but you know, I've been doing this fucking podcast for 5 years, but you know, it's Sunset Overdrive is like right on that cusp of like maybe not. Like, did I fucking talk about the game or not? I have no idea. I mean, I'm certainly not going back and looking to see if I did, like, just like doing like a search or whatever. But regardless, Sunset Overdrive, I played that. So this time I'm playing the PC port. So that's different anyway. I want to say like the port only came out like a couple of years ago, maybe. I mean, I think I bought it on Steam when it fucking came out. I was like, oh cool, dude, I'll definitely play that on fucking like PC. But I'm actually playing it on fucking through, I mean, it's all the same shit, but I'm playing it through fucking Xbox Game Pass, because why not? I mean, I fucking pay for Xbox Game Pass, and it's like, oh, I have Sunset Overdrive on there, fuck it, I'll play it. It's the same as the PC port. It's the same as the original game, but it comes with all the DLCs and shit. Looks about the same, I mean, as far as I can remember. Though it can get a little bit fucking like framey every now and then. I don't think that was a problem I had on Xbox One. I remember it fucking running like really smoothly there. This is kind of like, ah, oh, it's great, it's good, and then for no reason, it's like fucking like, oh, there's a bunch of pop in, there's a fucking like whatever, and it's just fucking like shit like that, just fucking like, ah, oh, just freezes up for half a second or like shit like that. I don't know. Again, maybe the Xbox One version is the same shit, but I remember it being like really fucking like smooth and not a problem at all. I mean, it's not like awful or anything. It's not like it's fucking like unplayable. It's just like you just get a little bit of chop every now and then. And I mean, it's like a porty ass port too. It's not like fucking like, oh, they added like all this. It's not like, oh, dude, it fucking blows you away. It looks like a fucking brand new game, or you know, they fucking like retextured everything. It's the same fucking shit. You know, there's no fucking ultra wide support or anything like that. It's just like the Xbox game on PC, which is, and that's, again, that's fine. It's fucking like whatever. Again, the fact of like, I don't know, when's the next time I would have fucking hooked up my Xbox One for anything and been like fucking like, oh dude, Sunset Overdrive, I'll play that. Just fucking this, you know, PC, just clicking around. It's like, oh, I wonder what's on fucking, what I have on fucking Game Pass. Like, Sunset Overdrive sounds good right now again to fucking mix shit up and fucking like just stop playing it. So that's the good thing there. Actually, there's one omission, that I found in the PC version. I haven't fully researched this. I mean, it may be some setting I'm not seeing, though I looked through all of that shit that I could find. I don't think there's any multiplayer in the PC version. You know, in the console, you know, if you play the console one, there were these fucking like multiplayer kiosks that would just be like dotted around the open world. You could go to and like activate, and they would just match make a game for you, and like whatever in the background. It's like, oh, you could just like match make and then like go and like do other missions and shit. And then it would fucking like, you know, when it found a match, like it just fucking like throw you into multiplayer. And the multiplayer in the game was like a series of challenges you would play with other players, where you'd be, you know, racing around the city, and it's like, oh, you know, who can kill the most enemies in like this amount of time and like shit like that. You know, it'd just be like different like levels, different fucking like little games like that. And then it would culminate in like a nighttime defense mission where everybody would work together to protect these like control points that you had, like friendly control points, like the fats of like overcharge or whatever the fuck it was that, in the game. And yeah, you know, you'd get money and shit if you were successful. It's like a group thing, so everybody was like trying to, you know, trying their hardest to fucking protect all the shit. And it was, you know, it got pretty hard on some of them, and it kind of fun. I'm not saying that was like the strongest aspect of the game. Like, that wasn't the draw. If it was like, oh, just go play fucking Sunset multiplayer. I mean, there really wasn't that much to it. There was only a There's only like a few different fucking variations they had for it, for like the game types, but yeah, it was a diversion that you could do after you'd done everything you wanted to do in like single player, and you could just fucking, again, just to play the game and fuck around and like earn money and shit like that. You could see all the stupid outfits that everybody else is wearing. Like, see how everybody else is like dressed, because there's, a bunch of fucking clothing options, and it was kind of fun to see what other people came up with, and see how they traversed the city, during the races. It's like, oh, I didn't know I could go up there or whatever, and different lines and shit like that. If you really get into it, it was kind of an afterthought. Sure, I'm sure for like the development. And again, it wasn't a huge draw, but it's completely fucking not there. It's completely gone on PC, as far as I can tell. And I'm just curious if that was like a concession that they made when they ported the game, or if it was just like too much work of like, all right, well, we can do this, but I mean, we just like scrap the multiplayer. It's just too hard, like dealing with the net code is going to be too much to fucking like get it out there. And again, it's just like not that much of a draw. Like, don't worry about it. Or, maybe it was there. Like, maybe the servers are shut down. For all I know, I mean, they could be fucking shut down on Xbox One. If I could fucking boot the game up on Xbox One and see the same shit, where it's like there's no multiplayer options at all. That would take about 5 seconds of online searching to figure out what the deal is with that. But yeah, we don't do that around here. 5 years, zero research, so we're going to keep it that way. What's funny is, as I'm playing Sunset Overdrive, it fucking, the game still looks good to me. I mean, it still looks fucking good graphically. If they, again, even the PC port, I was saying, it's fucking, it looks pretty much like I remember it. it's got a cartoony, bright art style. Really bright, actually. I mean, the colors are so fucking vibrant that it gives me a headache if I play the game for too long. It's one of those where it's just fucking like, you're playing, it's fucking like, oh, cool, nice and bright and sunny, and then fucking like, oh, my head's starting to hurt. It's just too much. But I actually had one person come into my chat room, my stream, as I was playing, and he said, he's just asking, like, hey, how old is this game? Like, he didn't really elaborate, but I'm assuming that he thought that it looked dated, I keep forgetting that I'm old, and it might as well have been like a week ago when I first fucking played Sunset Overdrive, 5 years ago. It's like, yeah, whatever. I feel like I just played that not long ago. But, for like a, 15 or 16-year-old kid who's probably only played like two games in his life, fucking Minecraft and Fortnite, it's probably like ancient, like, fucking, what is this ancient fucking mystery game, then somebody else actually commented that it looked like Overwatch, and I mean, I can kind of see that. It's kind of a similar art style, but I was pretty sure that Sunset Overdrive came out first, so I looked at it. I'm like, well, let me check that. I actually did a little research on that one, Sunset Overdrive came out in 2014. Sunset Overdrive came out, and then Overwatch came out 2 years later. So I mean, I guess Overwatch looks like Sunset Overdrive would be the more accurate way to describe it. As usual, fucking Blizzard rips off other people's shit, not the other way around. It's usually how it goes. But I mean, the game itself, it's still fun. I mean, the conceit is there's a new energy drink that comes out, Overcharge, that turns anyone who drinks it into mutants. The OD. So it's like a zombie apocalypse scenario, only it's bright and it's goofy and punk rock, and the person that you're playing as is, you know, he's like having fun using the city as like a giant fucking like skate park pretty much, and you know, fucking mowing down fucking mutants and looters and fucking like robots and shit. So it's just like a happy apocalypse. You know, the guy's fucking life, what do they call it, the fun apocalypse, like that was like the tagline. It's like, oh dude, the fun apocalypse, which is dumb, but it's kind of apt and it kind of makes sense. So I mean, the guy's life sucked before, and now he can do whatever he wants, and somehow we can fucking, like, grind rails and fucking, you know, it's like double jump in the air and fucking air dash and all that shit. Yeah, it's not a fucking serious game. It's just all about just fucking around. It's arcade bullshit. You know, it's a punk rock slash action slash comedy game, you know, that oversaturated genre. So, I mean, I was a little worried at first because it wasn't really hitting for me, like the gameplay. I thought I was just going to jump into it and it would be like slipping into an old pair of shoes, old pair of wheelies. But the game does start off kind of slow. I mean, they're showing you how to play and the game pauses itself to explain what's on the HUD, like the meters and shit on the HUD. Like they'll circle it, like, oh, this one, blah 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 blah, and you know, it forces you to go to the different menus and like equip weapons and fucking these are the power up menus and all that shit. And yeah, you know, they try to make like meta jokes with it. You know, your character is talking to the narrator. The fucking the narrator is telling you that it's like, oh, don't worry, player. The tutorial will be over soon, and blah blah blah. And after that, I won't bother you very much. And I'm not a fan of like meta jokes like that. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe this game isn't going to be hold up as well as I thought it would. I mean, I was aware that it would take a little while to get some like the upgrades and the powers and shit that make like fucking like traversing the city, like doing that. It's I'm like, yeah, it's going to take a little bit before it gets like, you know, once you have everything, then it's fucking like fun. And, you know, the double jump, the air dash, the fucking, you know, you can do like a ground pound and then jump afterwards, and that launches you like way up in the air. So you can essentially like always be in like a combo and shit, you know, no matter what. I mean, just keep it going, keep fucking moving, and always fucking grinding, always be ABC, always be comboing. So, but it was still, I'm like, all right, it's going to take a little bit for that, but, and I'm playing it, and I'm like, ah, it's still a little slow going at first. Like, some of the early missions just have you running around on the ground, which is something you don't want to do. Like, you don't want to be on the ground just running like it's a fucking whatever Grand Theft Auto or something like that. That's like slow and it just kind of sucks. It's like, it's what you have to do the first mission or so is fucking say, oh, you just fucking run and fucking jump on rooftops and shit. Which I'm sure they try to do to like contrast it with like, oh, well, then you get your abilities and it's kind of fucking like crazy or whatever. But still, I mean, just going back, like, oh, dude, Sunset Overdrive, and, like, this is pretty slow. I'm like, all right, it's slow, but, yeah. So, I mean, you want to be in, like, constant motion. You want to be fucking bouncing and grinding, and, you know, it doesn't take long before you have all the fucking movement abilities or anything like that, but it's just long enough. Like, especially, we're going back to it like I am again, where it's fucking just like all my memories of having fucking, it's like, oh, dude, like the majority of the game I played was just having everything and just fucking like going nuts. And then it's fucking like, all right, well, I can't fucking like dash across to like get to that other rail. So it's kind of like, hey, all right, let's fucking just keep going. I'm just like waiting for everything to fucking like get there. You know, I was kind of like questioning myself of like fucking like, all right, well, this game's all right. I mean, it does fucking definitely get fucking better and better the more you play, the more you unlock and upgrade and, you know, get different weapons and upgrade them and fucking different amps where you fucking, your combo gets up and there's fucking like lightning shooting from the sky and you're fucking like, every time you do a melee, like a tornado comes out and all that shit, you're fucking shooting like, you know, turrets and shit with you. And I actually remember having to tell people that like 5 years ago, just fucking like, look, you know, you might think it's okay at first, like it's an okay game, but, you know, just kind of stick with it and it'll fucking like get there. Like it'll fucking end up like, you'll end up loving it. Like it'll end up fucking blowing your mind. So, I mean, as you play, just everything gets better too. I mean, playing through the story, the comedy hits harder. I mean, it gets darker, and it doesn't really turn into like a serious like horror game or anything like that. It's still like comedy, but it's like the comedy gets fucking like meaner and like darker, where they're making fun of like sick kids and fucking like dead girls, and it just gets more mean and like nihilistic, which is obviously, that's more my style. I mean, it could use some more racism, but you know, everything can. So that's, you know, it's always a complaint I have. It's just not enough racism anywhere. So if you want racism, go to www.gruntfreepress.com, the official video game website of the Proud Boys and Antifa too, the official Antifa website. I mean, we don't discriminate. As long as you do, you have a home there. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I am Absolute Deicide, and I probably have 40 more hours of gay anime shit to digest. I don't know. Samurai Showdown is actually sounding pretty good right now. I don't know if I can hold out on that. We'll see. I need something.